Good news and bad news, guys. I think the good news is the pod's back. And the better news is that we're almost done with this season of pods. I'm not letting this thing die. I refuse to let it die, even if I'm the only one here. We were supposed to have the commish here. I actually spent an hour talking to him on the phone last night when we should have done the pod. Instead, did it tonight, which he ended up having to bail due to some kind of North American presentation. I don't know. I think he's out there preventing war. I'm not really sure. But neither here nor there. Comes back to me. Comes back to the pod. Comes back to Final Four. And it comes back to the XM radio background music. I feel like it worked a little bit last week. So we're going to just do the XM surf again for music in the background just to give us something. So it's not just me sitting here blowing hot air. I promise I'm going to force some hands next week. The championship matchup will be known by this time next week. It's going to be in the middle of the holidays. I'm going to be recording at the lake. It's either going to be the Poobahs and HMD, Forest Shockers and HMD, the Poobahs and the Kraken, or the Kraken and Forest. But either way, I'm putting it out there right now. If you're listening to the pod and you're in the final, if you're in the Final Four, which is me, Alex, Forrest, and Matt, and you listen to this, I want you to do the poop emoji. And if you want to opt out of doing a championship pod, if you make the championship game, then you have to post a GIF in the chat from Dumb and Dumber. It has to be a Dumb and Dumber GIF in the chat. That is an official opt-out card from next week's pod if you win. Just for those three guys, because I'm not opting out. If I win, obviously you're going to hear me again no matter what. If I lose, you're going to hear me again no matter what. But either way, we've made it. We've made it to the Final Four. We are going to review. This is going to be another quick episode. We are going to review round one. And the big news, I wish we'd have a song that would come on and help us. We're going to see what comes up after Red Hot Chili Peppers here. Let's see, 70s on 7. Sounds lame. 80s on 8. Always up and down. No. 90s on 9, getting a little weird. 2K, Pop 2K sucks. 10 spot also sucks. All right, we're going to roll the dice here. We're going straight to Pearl Jam. Fuck, that sucks too. Classic rewind. Dancing with Myself. We're going to change it to Playing with Myself, Billy Idol here. Because one of these teams will be playing with themselves for the next year. And it is Team Zach. Because Jason, with a 103-1 to 76.3 win over his brother, escapes purgatory. They are headed to the big leagues. Give him the call. You're welcome to the fucking show, Jason. You are in. I should have had Jason on here. Maybe we'll throw an impromptu interview there. I don't fucking know. Jason has escaped purgatory. I'm so damn proud of him. Welcome to the fucking big leagues, my man. Now you got to name your team. It's got to be better than whatever the hell you decided to name him this year. You're in the big leagues, pal. And meanwhile, Zach, probably a little punishment for quitting the league a couple years ago. You're back in purgatory. You and Tyler are going to go at it all year next year. It's going to be fucking great. And I was talking about this with Matt last night. And I put it out there during the summit. I'm going to re-put it out there this year for the summit. But just proof, I made a point last week that Alex was one touchdown away from virtually having to go to purgatory with the highest scoring team in the league. Literally, that's how close it was. If Bryce gets one more touchdown in week one, Alex is in purgatory at 5-9 with the highest scoring team in the league. I think it's only fair that we make this new rule where if you win purgatory, win, you know, win purgatory, lose purgatory, whatever, then you get the opportunity to get out. If you score the most points in the playoffs of the loser bracket teams, I think it's an automatic get the fuck out of purgatory and the next bitch gets down there. I think that's the only real way we can do it. Because Ty's sitting here now with nothing to do. God, this music sucks. Why is Harry Styles on No Shoes Radio? Kenny Chesney. How about Outlaw Country? That's not outlaw shit. Guys, this is our... Somehow adding music's making this fucking worse. Let's do Christmas music. Who gives a fuck? Even the Christmas music sucks, man. What is XM even charging us for? Man. One take, remember? It's always one take. All right, fuck it. This reminds me of junior high. This is like pre-Jay-Z. Beyonce, we loved her. Tyler should have a chance to redeem himself, but he doesn't. He's in purgatory. He gets Zach now. Moving forward, it's going to be a great matchup for both of them. That's purgatory. Put a bow in it. It's fucking done. Maybe we'll get Jason to get on the pod at some point, but that would require him to speak to the group. All I know is I've never seen a non-golfer drive a ball the way the fucking Jason does. Holy shit. Anybody else? We were playing in front of Jason's group. So for the Matt, Tyler, Forrest, and I think Justin group. No, Tyler was with me. I was drunk. Sorry. The Matt, Forrest, Justin, and Danny group. You guys have no idea here. But the other eight of us, fully fucking aware, Jason was consistently driving 3 to 320 off the tee. The man can murder the golf ball. If that's any you know, preview of what he's going to bring to the league next year, we're all in a heap of trouble. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see him. TBD, he will obviously slot into the Trump division, I believe, taking Tyler's spot. The schedule, we're going to go ahead and move around a little bit. So we're going to go to custom schedules next year because it's I'm not going to just replace, you know, rivalries will change. We've already announced the big rivalry change next year is going to be Danny versus Justin. That's the new locked-in rivalry, three games a year. Sign me up. We're signing them up for three games a year in the fucking Ginger Bowl where Justin hates MoDOT and Danny hates Waterworks. I mean, both the guys work for public services. How did I not do this before? I don't know. Epic rivalry there. That's going to be week one. That's going to be week 12. That's going to be some midweek matchup as well. And then I think Jason, we're going to pair him up with Alex or Jared a couple times there. To be determined how those wrinkles will come through, but we're going to customize the schedule a little bit. The divisions won't change. But last year, Danny was that team that had the two games cross division instead of a three game interdivision. This time it's going to be Jason and either Alex or Jared. We'll figure it out. But super pumped there. Moving on to the, I mean, for consolation, just for the fucking update, Tyler currently has the most points. Another reason why my plan should be the one that works. Also, if Tyler had played Jason, it would have been a 0.04 victory. That would have been cool. But right now, I mean, Tyler has 103, then Ryan has 89, Dookie Ben has 81, Danny has 74. So just another reason why that redemption really needs to be a part of the game, because it's so clear right here. Tyler would be 2 weeks away from getting out of purgatory, and how awesome would that be? And then it leads up to the end of the season anyway. We go to the first round, wild card round. Matchup one, Shockers Raiden. And man, the Raiden, they came back. They had back-to-back Monday Night Miracles to sneak into the playoffs. You're sitting there thinking, can they do it again? Abso-fucking-lutely not. The Shockers, 88-1 to 64.9. And honestly, it's a little bit of a disappointing matchup for Forrest, just because he's back to full strength. And he got, man, all this music's garbage. I don't know what this is, but I kind of dig it. Kyren Williams, 19.5. Rashee Rice, 15.1. And Joe Mixon, former Poobah, 12.1. Raiden gets outside of their kicker. One guy clears 10 points. That's Devontae Adams, 16.1. You deserve to lose. The Shockers are starting to look pretty damn good. We'll get to that on the Final Four preview, but holy shit, Kyren Williams is back in full force, and Rashee Rice, the only guy on the Chiefs that can catch a football. R.I.P. Patrick Mahomes' career. We go to the other side, and in an even bigger blowout. This one was a 40-point blast. The Kraken. I gotta give you the flowers here. We sat here, and you knock out, man, it's perfect. I'm going to knock you out. He knocks out the Gunslingers. We sit here and we say, okay, Alex sneaks in. He is the highest scoring team in the league. He was a touchdown away from purgatory. He gets into the wild card. He's also lost his quarterback and his wide receiver. He also lost Aaron Rodgers. He's lost two quarterbacks for the year, and Aaron Rodgers and Justin Herbert. And now, Keenan Allen out for the week. He turns to Baker Mayfield, Marquise Brown, and Gus Bus Edwards himself. He starts both Lions running backs, who combine for 30 fucking points. Hell of a play there. Marquise Brown gets a big fat zero. Didn't even need him. 121.9 to 79.4. Capped off by Baker Mayfield, 37 points. God damn. Who is this guy? What a pickup play here for Alex to just put Baker Mayfield in and get an all-time performance. 381 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks, 1 fumble. Beautiful game for Baker. Could have been 39. He pilots this team into the playoffs. The Gunslingers, also a team, couldn't figure out the quarterback position. They chose wisely in playing Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence and Sam Howell, but it doesn't matter because the rest of your team just shit themselves. Ty Chandler, 21 points. That's it. Everybody else on your team, less than 7, except for your kicker. Your entire team shit the bed. The definition of a fucking letdown in the biggest way. He didn't really have much on the bench either. You're gone. Kraken move on. And we now have our final four. And I'm telling you guys, for what seems like the 25th year in a row, I'm in the final four, and I don't like it. I'm 12-2, the one seed, taking on the Shockers. I'm going to find another radio station, man. This is killing me. Jesse's Girl? No fucking... Beach Boys were in the 70s? Man, this music sucks. It's not good. I mean, we know that one, but no. Okay. Whatever. 5 Seconds of Summer. I don't know. It sounds like a boy band. Poobah Shockers. This is going to be the 12-2 Poobahs and the 7-7 Shockers. And right now, Shocker's projected to win by 16 points. Are you kidding me? This team, they lost Justin Fields, Justin Jefferson. They lost Kyren Williams. They had terrible draft picks in Miles Sanders and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They had to go with the waiver wire for Rashid Shaheed and Noah Brown. This motherfucker just picked up Joe Flacco. All that considered, and they're 7-7. But all that considered, the Shockers are coming in white fucking hot. Justin Fields looks awesome. Joe Mixon, Mr. Consistency. Justin Jefferson back at full strength. Rashee Rice, guaranteed 15 points. Dude's, I don't understand. He's scoring 15 points a week, and the Chiefs are not getting him the ball enough. This motherfucker might have 30 this week. CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver of the year. Taysom Hill, everybody knows, cheat code, starts tomorrow night. And then Kyren Williams, Thursday night football, running back, back. This dude is a monster. He missed 5 games this year, and he is still 4th in total points. XM must have known that I was coming up on the conversation in because we got some Taylor Swift coming in. And her man, Travis Kelce, has just been looking like booty cheeks this year. Since his 179-yard performance in Week 7, which was Week 1 of Georgia and 3 kids for me, this motherfucker hasn't cleared 9 points. We hadn't cleared 100 yards. He's found the end zone 1 fucking time since October, guys. Travis is due. It's the Raiders at home. Need I remind you the last time we got the Raiders at home? Travis Kelce, 4 touchdowns. We remember it. Oh, married with children. Remember the game, 4 touchdowns. Now, Christmas Day. We know Christmas Day always brings magic. 4 touchdowns. Taylor Swift's in the building. He's definitely getting laid on Christmas Eve. I'm projecting a God mode game here from Travis Kelce. I'm saying 3 touchdowns, 150 yards. That's 33 points for the kids at home. That's what we're getting from TK. 150 yards, 3 tutties. Raiders can't stop him. Is that going to be enough, though? Here we go. Kyler Murray going to go head-to-head with Justin Fields on Sunday. Cardinals versus Bears, that's going to be awesome. I'm going to watch that entire game and just, I'm going to be the biggest Cardinal. I'm going to wear my St. Louis Cardinals stuff. It's red, Christmas Eve. Going to have to. We got Najee Harris and Chuba Hubbard. I don't know if there's a more disgusting running back matchup in league history than these two fuckers, who still are somehow 26th and 29th at their positions respectively. The weakness of both teams. We move on. Joe Mixon versus James Cook. James Cook, so hot right now. 34 fucking points last week in a game that doesn't matter for us, but he's up to 7th in fantasy scoring. He's going up against the Chargers. And what the fuck? Why is he questionable? He's sick? Awesome. Great. Illness. I hate my life. I'm still riding the James Cook train. We go to receiver Justin Jefferson versus DK Metcalf. Big wild card here. Who's throwing DK Metcalf the ball, or should I say the pill? Because Drew Lock slinging that pill. If he's in, I like DK to have a big game on the touchdown side. If not, Justin Jefferson against the Lions, I just feel like he murders them every year. Then we get to the explosive receiver side, right? We get to Rashee Rice, Jalen Waddle. I mean, these teams are matching up great. Rashee Rice, Jalen Waddle, this could be exciting, right? Like, who's the one that's going to have the big plays? Waddle had over 20 points last week, and we're talking about a revenge game. I think that's the other big piece here for Waddle. Revenge game against the Shockers. He's going to go Sunday. Dallas, got to be a big game. At home, I think Waddle goes off. Tyreek may not play. Waddle always plays well then. Tight ends, we already covered Travis Kelce. Taysom Hill's going to give us a good preview on Thursday night. We're going to see what we got there. We go to the flex. CeeDee Lamb, Michael Pittman. These guys have been two top 10 receivers all year. CeeDee Lamb, the receiver of the year. Michael Pittman, top 10. But he just got knocked the fuck out. I mean, one of the worst concussions I think I've ever seen on a field. That dude just got blacked out. TBD there. And then we go to running back. Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams. Last year's breakout running back versus this year's breakout running back. Again, Jacobs questionable. That third poobah to be questionable. Kickers, who gives a shit? Look, this is going to be a fucking Titanic matchup here. Forrest is favored 116 to 101. I'm obviously picking myself here, but I'm already putting in my backup quarterback. I've got Zamir White on deck in case Jacobs can't go. If we lose Pittman, it's going to be Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And then, I mean, dude, I'm rolling the dice on the Steelers running backs here. The betting man should go with Forrest. I'm taking myself. That would put me in the championship game against either HMD or the Kraken. And, boy, this one's an exciting one as well. Two teams that are on their backup quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert, both gone for the year. Instead, we get Matthew Stafford versus Baker Mayfield. If Matt has a soul, he picks up Drew Lock and throws him in there. But whatever, Stafford's good enough. Matt does have Russ Wilson. I mean, whatever, it'd be cool. We get that started Thursday Night Football. Stafford, New Orleans, in L.A., Baker, Jacksonville. Baker's hot right now. Twice I've said that, quoting Zoolander. We go to running backs. I mean, you got the MVP, Christian McCaffrey. Monday Night Football, Baltimore Ravens setting him up for a Monday Night Miracle to push him into the championship. We'll get there. Against Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards Monday night. We're going to have a running back to running back matchup on Monday night to determine who's going to the championship, and we'll get there in a minute. Jonathan Taylor is back in Atlanta in the Dome against, and then so is Alvin Kamara in LA. That's going to be fun. We got DJ Moore, Mike Evans. I got to go with Mike Evans. Keenan Allen, if he plays, he's going right up against Cooper Kupp. Two top five wideouts right there. That's going to be another fun one to watch. Tight end, Matt has the edge here with TJ Hockenson over Cole Kmet. And then the flex, we already talked about the Gus bus, David Montgomery against Garrett Wilson. Both whatevers. The other flex, the big play guys here. Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane. If Achane's in, could be big. I think the interesting thing here is that the Kraken have committed to benching Kyle Pitts. This is going to be an exciting matchup. It is going to come down to Monday night, McCaffrey versus Gus Bus. And I'm projecting that come Monday night, the Kraken are holding about a 5-6 point lead, 94-88. Going into Monday Night Football, cracking her up 94-88 on HMD. Can McCaffrey outscore the Gus Bus by six? Two stellar defenses. This is a Super Bowl preview. And I think the 49ers are going to have to go away from Christian McCaffrey to win this game. I think the Ravens have to lean on the Gus Bus to win this game. I don't know who wins that game, but I think Gus Bus carries the Kraken to the championship. Matt should have been on the pod tonight. I'm going with the Kraken in a massive upset. Russian Division Championship. Kraken versus Poobahs. That's the prediction. Sure to be wrong. I'm going the opposite of a rematch of last year's Mortal Kombat 13. I'm going Kraken Poobahs, the two titans of the league, for the third time for a championship. Man, this is going to be awesome. Met previously in Mortal Kombat 1? Mortal Kombat 2. And then also met in Mortal Kombat 5 when the Kraken won. So this would be over all the marbles. That's my projection. It's sure to be wrong. All I know is that starting tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, December 21st through Monday, December 25th, nobody's working. Everybody's watching football. We're getting fat off cookies. Unless you're like me and you're already fat, Justin, whoever. And we're rocking into fucking Tuesday. This time next week, we're going to know this championship matchup. And next week, we're going to be coming live from the lake, previewing this thing, and then we kick off championship weekend at the Cotton Bowl. What? Going to be amazing. We are about to have an incredible finish to this season. I can't wait for it. Until then, time will tell. No bet of the week, no lock of the week. Ryan's a bitch. And fuck you, Danny.